Welcome back, everyone, to the social circle. It has been a while, and I do apologize for the wait, but we're here now. This is season four premiere. I've been trying to find people to guest host with me, and no one has been available. So why not just do this solo, you know? I've done it before, and I can continue to do that, you know. But this season will be different. There will be a lot of guests joining me on the show, and really looking forward to the season. I'm really excited for this season. I do want to say. On a personal note, I do want to thank all of my friends and family who have been supportive of everything that I've been going through the past year and a half. I love you guys, and I wouldn't be here without you guys. So I do appreciate you for that, and thank you. Thank you. All right. So now before I start crying on my podcast, let me move on here. This baseball season has been crazy. I mean, wow. Like, I am impressed with, and forgive me for saying this, because, you know, everybody knows I'm Boston sports till I die, but the Baltimore Orioles, like, where did this come from? Where was this team 7 years ago, 8 years ago? You know, where was this team with the Manny Machado days? And, you know, what happened? Like, what? How did this happen? How did this happen? You know what I'm saying? This makes absolutely no sense to me. How a team could go from being one of the worst teams in baseball, being literally the Cleveland Browns of baseball, to now they're in first place. I guess they got tired of a lot of people talking trash about their team, but, like, can you blame them? I mean, you had Manny Machado, who was a beast, not only at the plate, but defensively at third base. Just amazing. The shit he would do on that field is incredible, you know. And you lost him to the Dodgers, and he actually made it to a World Series, and then ended up losing. Sorry, Manny, to the greatest team in baseball that year, my Boston Red Sox. But, like, wow, like, what? How did this happen? You know, like, you went from the worst team and now you're in first place, and you're on the top and then looking down on everyone. You know, I gotta say hats off to Baltimore for an incredible season they're having. You know, it's almost over, but we'll see what happens with them, you know. And, like, literally in the beginning of the season, when they were playing great and they first got to first place, you know, they dropped the Tampa Bay Rays. You know, wow, like, I told a friend of mine who has been on the show before. Because, you know, he's just getting into baseball. And, you know, he was like, it's crazy how we talk about the Baltimore Orioles all the time. You know, we always talk trash about the Orioles, and now they're in first place. And it's like a middle finger to us. And I'm like, yeah. And mind you, this was before the All-Star break. And I'm like, yeah, but wait until after the All-Star break, because that's when teams start to fall off. And they didn't fall off. They haven't lost their touch. They've been in first place since before the All-Star break, which is beyond me. Like, what? What? So, like I said, hats off to the Orioles. And, you know, however far you make it in the playoffs, congratulations. You deserve it. And, I mean, I'm not going to talk much about the Atlanta Braves because, I mean, I'm not saying I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked either. Excuse me. They're a great team as well. You know, I'm just surprised they made it. They've been as strong as they are without Freddie Freeman, and like they've lost a few key players, but they're incredible. They are incredible. That Atlanta Braves team. You know, since their huge World Series win 2 years ago, that was incredible. It's amazing how good they're still playing to this day. Even without Freddie, even without their top guys, you know, Kenley Jansen, can't even name any others, but you get where I'm going with this. And I know I'm in past episodes, I've been biased, you know, towards my Boston sports teams, but I'm going to switch it up this season because I'm pretty sure you guys are tired of that. And that's probably why I don't have that many followers and that many listeners around the world. But, you know, I'm going to switch it up. It's been an incredible baseball season. And I mean, as long as the Yankees stay in last place, I'm cool with that. You know, but yeah, what a season, what a season. But listen, baseball's almost over. Football's about to begin. You know, the preseason is wrapping up. I'm excited for this football season. Like, this is going to be one hell of a season. Last night I was talking to another friend of mine who's a Cleveland Browns fan, and I was telling him, I said, dude, the Patriots are screwed. Even though we signed Ezekiel Elliott to 1 year, we're screwed because our schedule is tough. You know, like, we have a tough schedule. I only say that because my explanation for that was Aaron Rodgers is now the starting quarterback for the Jets. And I expected that. I definitely expected that to happen. You know, I mean, the Patriots signed Ezekiel Elliott for 1 year. Let's see what happens in that 1 year. And, you know, my friend, his argument was, well, the Jets don't have an offensive line, so they can't protect Aaron Rodgers the way Aaron Rodgers deserves to be protected. I'm like, okay, fair point, but neither do the Patriots. We don't have a good offensive line. And I was one of those guys that was against Mac Jones. I'm not gonna lie. I did not like Mac Jones at all. I think his decision making was ridiculous. You know, I personally felt that he was playing like he was still in Alabama, and you know what I mean? He did not deserve to be our first round draft pick, you know? But I said, you know what? Let me give the kid a chance. And then I watched the games, you know, last season. And, you know, even the first game of the preseason against the Texans, with my buddy old Greg, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, And O'Grady was telling me, like, dude, you have four eyes and you can't see. The offensive line is garbage. It's not Mac Jones' fault. It's not Bailey Zappi's fault. It's not the coaching's fault. It's coaching and staff because they're the ones that hire these guys. But we're over here worried about, running backs and wide receivers and defensive guys, when we should really be more focused on the O-line, because that protects the quarterback. So Mac Jones getting sacked, like, 300 times a season is the team's fault. Is the offensive line's fault. And he did make a fair point on that. So shit, we're gonna see what happens, man. Because I'm curious to see how the AFC East is gonna be with Aaron Rodgers on the Jets, and Ezekiel Elliott on the Patriots. I mean, that Buffalo Bills team is scary, and I think they're gonna. I'm sorry to say, I think they're gonna win the AFC East again. And this is coming from a Patriots fan. The Buffalo Bills are gonna win the AFC East once again, and if that happens, I'm rooting for them to win a Super Bowl. Like, I think that, I mean, the Bills are long overdue. They've been so close, and they've been shot down. Whether it's injuries or Patrick Mahomes or whatever, they've just been shot down right before they get to the finish line. It is insane. It is insanity that they can make it so far into the postseason and can't even make it far enough. Can't make it past the AFC Championship. Can't make it past the AFC Divisional. A team with a roster that like that is an amazing roster they have. Like, wow, how can you not? How can you not make it? You know what I mean? I mean, how can you not root for the Bills this season? Josh Allen. We'll see if he's going to continue the Madden curse. The Madden, because he's on the cover. For those who don't know, he's on the cover of the new Madden 24. We'll see what happens. We'll see if he'll at least win an MVP this year, or if he at least makes it to the Super Bowl as MVP, or wins a Super Bowl MVP. We'll see what happens. But I mean, I don't know if I could say much about the NFC except there's two teams that I'm rooting for this year. And one of these teams, they have been through hell and back, and they deserve the utmost respect and love from all NFL fans, because they were robbed in last year's Super Bowl. They were robbed, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles, led by Jalen Hurts, and that amazing offense and that incredible defense. What the hell? I watched that Super Bowl, and my stepdad, he's a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and we're watching in the living room, and I'm just like, on that last penalty, I'm like, are you effing kidding me? He barely touched them. He barely touched them. Barely touched him. That should have never been called. The referees, I don't know what the hell they were seeing, but that game should have went to overtime. That should have went to overtime. The Eagles should have won that. They would have had plenty of time on the clock. That's incredible. That is just unbelievable. That was disgusting. That was just a disgusting end to an amazing game. And I'm getting sick to my stomach just talking about it, because that should have never happened. That really, really should have never happened. That call should have never been, like, what the hell? The Eagles got robbed. So I'm rooting for the Eagles this year. Another team that I would like to see go far is the 49ers. I mean, that young 49ers team, you know, they were robbed. They lost their star quarterback and, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo. They lost Brock Purdy in the playoffs, and that was it. I knew that was it. As soon as Brock Purdy went down, I knew that was it. Like, 49ers are done. They're like, that was unbelievable. You know, they come all that way and then just to get hurt, just to get, you know, injuries. As you know, injuries happens and injuries happen in football. I understand. The main thing for any team is to stay healthy as much as possible. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is injury prone, and he's in Oakland. So good luck, Josh McDaniels, with that. There's another player I'm thinking of who is crazy injury prone, and I can't think of him. I can't get it off the top of my head, but I don't know. Jimmy G's decision to go, that's really weird, man. Like, I mean, I get it. You know, Josh was your offensive coordinator when you were on the Patriots. Now he's your head coach. We'll see what Josh can do, you know. We'll see how long he lasts as a head coach. See if he can handle the job that he's so, that he feels like he's obligated to have, you know. Personally, I love Josh. I respect him for everything he's done for the Patriots organization, for the league. I just don't think he's ready to be a head coach. I don't think he's ready to take all that weight, you know. I'm pretty sure a lot of people said the same thing about Bill Belichick when he took over as head coach for the Patriots. You know, but he actually had a better track record than Josh. You know, Josh McDaniels was a young kid who got hired by the Patriots. Bill Belichick was a leader, even when he wasn't a head coach. He was still a leader when it came to defense. That's the reason why the Giants won a Super Bowl. That's the reason why the Browns were who the Browns were back in the day. So Belichick definitely deserves to be a leader, to get that lead role as head coach. Hell yeah. Now he's got 7 Super Bowls. He's arguably the greatest coach of all time, regardless of who his starting quarterback is. No, nobody can do what Bill Belichick has done. You know, I'd fuck around and say he's the best coach since Vince Lombardi. I'm sure I'm gonna get a lot of emails about that one. But I don't know. I'll discuss it with old Greg later on today. I'll actually write that down. But yeah. Earlier today, I put a question up on Spotify. Who are your picks for this year's World Series? Just answer the question. For me, it's tough, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Orioles and the Braves. I think that would be one competitive series. That would be very competitive. And I can't even say who would win that. I really can't say who would win that. I think it will. I mean, I want to say it'll go seven, but at the same time, I don't know if I can say that. The Orioles are good now, but we're not even in the playoffs yet. It's not even October yet. So I can't say that, I really can't say who's going to win. I really can't say. I gotta see the bracket and like the teams who are in and all that, So I really can't sit here and say who's gonna win. Like, I don't know, because you gotta think the Red Sox still have a chance to make it into the playoffs. They beat Houston last night in 10 innings after we lost Kenley Jansen in the ninth inning. After just three pitches, we lost him in the ninth inning. Right hamstring tightness. Canley, hope you feel better. He's been our greatest closer. He's been our best closer since, I don't even know. I mean, the amount of saves he has this season, since he's been in Boston. He's been the greatest. He's been the star closer of the league. He's scary on the mound. Very scary on the mound. So it sucks to lose a star player like that. It's really tough. It's really, really tough. But we'll definitely see what happens there. I mean, Seattle has been incredible. Seattle has been incredible. I think they definitely have a chance. I mean, right now they're in the lead in the wild card standings, and I'm sorry, they're not in the lead. I'm sorry, I lied. Well, actually, they are. Well, Tampa Bay is 5.5 games ahead of. So Tampa Bay leads the wild card standings, followed by Houston, followed by Seattle. Toronto's one game behind Seattle. Boston is 4 games behind. And Boston has a bit of a tough schedule upcoming. Excuse me. I mean, you got these teams. I mean, Tampa Bay is another team that's been incredible this season. 77-51. But I mean, the Orioles are going to be the first team to 100 wins this season. Sorry, not sorry, but the Orioles are going to do it. Orioles are definitely gonna make it, you know. Let's see. Okay. I truly believe it because oh boy. I think I'm gonna regret saying this, but I think Atlanta's gonna fall off a little bit. I mean, Baltimore. Baltimore has, let's see, they got the Blue Jays today. Okay. You know. We'll see what happens. There's only so much I can say about certain teams, you know. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. I can say this. I can definitely say this. Braves are going to fall off a little bit, but still make the playoffs. The Orioles are going to win, are going to get 100 wins before the Braves do. I'm saying that right now. I'm definitely saying that right now. In the NL wild card race, you got top three. You got Philly, Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati Reds definitely need some more backup for that kid, Ellie De La Cruz. Like that dude is insane. He's a young kid, 21 years old, straight out of the Dominican, and just has only been in the league for 2 months now. And it's like, what? Like, who is this guy? You know what I mean? Like, this kid is incredible. This kid is incredible. What I've seen him do on the field, you know, I remember watching the game where he stole second, third, and home in the span of less than like 2 minutes. I said, what the hell is he doing in Cincinnati? I hope to God he doesn't stay there that long. He doesn't sign a big contract with them. He explores his future. Because I'm sorry, Cincinnati is not the team for him. Cincinnati is not the team for this guy. You know, we'll see how the end of the season goes. We'll definitely see. But if Ellie wants to really like succeed, I mean he's been succeeding, but if he wants to win and get good pay for it, he won't stay in Cincinnati. If he's smart, he won't stay. You know, like I'm saying that right now. If he wants to win, he will not stay in Cincinnati. But if he enjoys the love of the fans, and you know, and the jersey sales and everything, then stay by all means. Personally, I think it's a bad idea. If I was his agent, I would encourage him not to re-sign with Cincinnati and just move on to bigger and better things. Go to a team that can actually make the playoffs. Go to a team that's like a best fit for you, that could really use your skills, you know what I mean? That just won't take advantage. Because let's be real, guys. If it wasn't for Ellie, the Reds wouldn't be in third place in the wild card race. The Reds would not be in third place in the wild card race right now. So pretty much he's carrying this team on his back, like LeBron James carried the Cavs in his first run. I mean, unbelievable. So I think, you know, like I said, if I was his agent, I would tell him to leave. I would tell him to leave. Like, don't re-sign here. Don't do it for the, like, don't re-sign for the money. Just don't re-sign at all. Fuck that. Don't re-sign at all. I mean, you already know what this team's capable of. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know what this team is capable of. You know what I mean? So just do yourself a favor and just move on. Those are the exact words I'll tell them. Anyways, this is a late congratulations, but you know, we haven't been on here in a while, so congratulations to the Denver Nuggets in winning their first NBA championship in franchise history, which is long overdue. You know, the Joker has been incredible. Like, he's an incredible addition to that team. You know, I love his attitude. People call him the greatest. He doesn't like that attention. He doesn't like calling himself the best basketball player today. He doesn't like doing that. He just gets the job done. And I respect that young man for that. I respect the hell out of him for that. He's not cocky, he's confident. He's a team player. He doesn't, you know what I'm saying? He's not selfish. He knows it's a team effort. I mean, what an incredible series that was. The entire playoffs was insane. I was heartbroken by the Celtics. After the run we had, we were down 3-0, and literally Celtics were going to pull a Boston Red Sox against the Yankees from 0-4, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Once I saw Jason Tatum go down, I had a bit of confidence that Jaylen Brown would step up, and he didn't. He gave up. So explain to me, why the hell did we re-sign this bastard for 4 years, $304 million? He doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve that. He should be gone. He should literally be gone. I wouldn't want that man on my team, because clearly he was given a sign like, I don't want to be here no more. Okay. If I'm Brad Stevens, and God, I wish I was, I say, all right, you go to Portland, we'll take Damian Lillard, and you can go F yourself. Like, get out of here. You know, you think you're in Tatum's shadow? Are you serious? You and Tatum held it the fuck down. From the beginning of your careers, you guys have held it down. All of a sudden, one goes down and you don't step up. But when you went down with your little face injury, who stepped up? Come on now. Over here acting like we don't need you. We definitely need you. What we don't need is your bullshit attitude. We don't need that shit. Either do your job or see you later. Go join Portland and go carry that whack ass team on your back, like Dame has been doing his entire career. And the Celtics are dumb as shit. The Celtics are dumb as shit. Because if they really wanted to win, like after 2 years in a row making it to the Eastern Conference Finals and shit in the bed. Well, not shit in the bed 2 years in a row, but you know what I mean. Making it that far and losing 2 years in a row. Maybe there's some decision making to do. Maybe there's some changes that need to be done in the roster. I literally would have gotten rid of Jaylen Brown, taking Dame into Boston. That would have been an amazing fit. Dame, Tatum, Derek White, Al Horford. And Porzingis. It's a huge, man. That big five is unstoppable. We'll see what happens this season. I mean, Miami's pretty scary. You know, the Clippers are gonna be pretty scary with their newest addition. I don't know how I feel about Marcus Smart on Memphis. I think that was, I think we sort of slapped Marcus Smart in the face doing that. I don't know, man. I just think that so many decisions that the Celtics have made in the offseason, I don't agree with. I literally don't agree with that. You know? For one, Brad Stevens should have been fired. He shouldn't even be allowed in the front office. He shouldn't be allowed there. I'll give Mazzulla a chance, since you know he's young, and he was put in a position that he wasn't ready for. Because Ime decided to dip his pen in company ink. Derek White, I can't say nothing bad about Derek White. I can't say nothing bad about Tatum. I can't say nothing bad about Horford. And like the team that we had last season, you know, to add Porzingis to that, I think it's I hope to God we win the finals this year. I think the Celtics deserve it this year more than any other team. Chris Paul should have just retired. Kevin Durant, what are you still doing in Phoenix? What the hell is going on here? I don't know. I gotta throw in a special guest for this conversation, man. Because I can't really talk much basketball. I'm not good at it, but I do know somebody who is, and me and him are gonna do an episode. Hopefully this weekend, I'm gonna make the call, see if he answers. And we'll see what happens. Anyways, with that being said, I want to announce something to you guys. So part of the reason why I haven't been around, So you guys know I've been engaged for 2 years now, and my fiance and I decided it's time. So as of April 2024, I will be a happily married man. Not that I'm not happy now, but I'll actually have a ring to prove it. So so yeah, man. I'm just really excited, nervous at the same time, but grateful. Definitely grateful. Grateful for my fiance, grateful for my family, her family supporting both of us. Her son as well is excited, and yeah. So thank you guys again for your patience. Thank you for listening in today. I love you guys so much. Stay social. Answer the question on Spotify when if you can. And appreciate you guys. Signing off.